KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart radio station. Broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studios.
The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, get the hands out. Get ready to start petting and stroking our enormous egos. How much do you know about the Dog and Joe Show? When we say know the Dog and Joe Show, that's not just Joe and myself. They could include questions about producer Dana. So, how well do you know? How well do you listen? How often do you listen? 766-9370. Best out of three. We'll score you the Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. Let's start with Steve. Steve, do you know the Dog and Joe Show?
Sure, I hope so.
Okay, how long have you been listening, Steve?
Since way back in the old lab.
Okay, all right. Back at the lab. Okay, I like that. We'll give you a little style point there. Question
there
one.
You go.
Know the Dog and Joe Show. Who on the show just got a new pair of K-Swiss shoes?
Oh, that would be Dog.
Wow!
Well done, sir.
$40, mm-hmm. 43 cents last night. Could not refuse. They were all marked down and ticketed and tagged. I picked one up. I said, wow, it's been since 86 since I've had a pair of these. How much is the discount? The guy said, well, they'd be like $37 plus tax. I said, you're kidding me. He said, no. I said, put them in a bag. Let's do this. Rarely do I go shopping and buy anything, but when you can get a pair of shoes for $40, especially shoes as stylish as K-Swiss, put them on my feet.
Put them in a bag. Let's do this.
Steve, how did you know that? Did you see that on Facebook, or did you hear us talking earlier this morning?
First thing this morning.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, well, Doug, because you're old. You have no style sense. I just figured you had K-Swiss. All right, Steve. On the board, 1-0. All you got to do is get the next one right. If you can do that, you'll walk away with a Dog and Joe Show t-shirt.
Okay, right. Steve. Which member of this radio show got stinking drunk last night?
Well, that would be Joe.
Oh, yes! Yes!
You better believe I did, brother.
Joe went out. Oddly enough, Steve, you know the Dog and Joe Show. We'll get you hooked up with a Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. We'll do one more call, but we have to explain what Joe did last night. He went out to Hagen Oaks, and what was it? It was a charity? What does the shirt say?
This is the,
We Believe in Helping Heroes.
Yeah, you'll see the back of it. The back of it will tell you what it is, truly.
Because you don't remember, do you?
Nope.
It was a Morton Golf Foundation for Wounded Warriors.
Yep.
Special Olympics in Northern California and other charities. So you and a bunch of other media people went out last night, and you guys had a putting contest.
And I know I'm not the golfer, but yesterday was Dog's son's birthday.
Yeah.
And he would have had to come all the way back. So he couldn't do it, basically, is what it was.
Last night, and it was late, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't get out of there until probably like 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah, school night, no way.
So I went instead because they wanted one of us to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about golfing.
Yeah.
But you're going to go with a bunch of other media, people from TV and radio all over the city.
Was Dave Bender there?
I didn't see him if he was.
Hey, you didn't see Dave Bender?
He may have been, though, because it was radio and TV. So I got to see old friends.
What about that Megan Dallas, News 10?
No, she clearly was not there.
Oh, man.
She was clearly not there. But we got to drink.
Yeah.
And do this little putting challenge, which I'm terrible at. I don't know how to putt, you know, but it was fun because I got hammered, and then we had like a raffle and dinner and whatever else. And then, you know, everything went to charity. So it was cool.
How many drinks you have?
A lot.
What time did you get home?
I may have rolled in right around 9:30-ish.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, but
not
I didn't go bad. To bed till like 11:30-ish.
Oh, yeah. So if you had to count on one or two hands, how many vodka drinks you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Dana, tell me the truth. Was Joe tipsy?
Joe was a little inebriated, yes.
Yeah! Because Dana went out with Joe.
Yeah, Dana came with me last night to hang out and take pictures and video and stuff like that.
Dana, did you drink?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I don't drink when I have my kid.
Yeah, she brought little Liv with her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome.
So Dana got stuck babysitting two children.
Yeah, she did, unfortunately. Yeah. So the whole team at iHeart had to babysit me.
So you got hammered.
Yeah, I did. Then I went home and had three or four more.
Oh, there you go.
You know, but I Ubered. I Ubered there, and I Ubered home, so I wasn't driving.
All right, let's do one more round. Here we go. Let's go to Terry. Terry, do you know the Dog and Joe Show?
Yeah.
How long have you been listening?
About 3 years.
Oh.
Right
oh,
on.
New fish.
You're a little new.
Yeah, that's cute. Oh, he's just getting ready to go through puberty.
Oh, that's stupid.
Best out of three. Here we go. You ready, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Who on the show thinks old Wendy's fries are the best?
Joe.
No, that would be incorrect.
Okay, we're going to play Green Day. We'll stop right there. We're going to stop right there. We're not going to tell you the answer on that. We'll come back and we'll do one more round.
Yeah, ask that one again.
766-9370. Here's some classic rock, redefined. Do you